I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
Well, I have a weird question to ask you this morning, Mark,
okay.
that I don't think I've asked you ever, or many people ever.
I'm a little nervous.
Can you tell someone is gay? Can you tell someone is homosexual just by looking at their face?
No.
No? They call it gaydar. Yes, do you have gaydar? But they call it gay face. I'm being serious. Can you tell?
I can't. I used to. I worked with a guy in South Carolina, and he came out to me and my then fiance at the time, and I was dumbfounded, and I got up and excused myself to go to the bathroom. And when I was gone, he said to her, he really didn't know? And she said, no, he didn't. He said, why didn't you tell him? Like, no, I have no ability to tell that. I generally don't. I can honestly say that.
I feel like in certain circumstances I can, but it's not. I have been caught off guard, too.
Yeah.
But people have looked into this and studied it, and they're saying, according to science, it's a real thing. And they also say that some people are better at spotting it than others. So here's what they're saying, that women are better at detecting if a guy is gay than men. But what's funny is this article says women of all sexualities, as if there's multiple, more than just, you know, men and women. But they're also talking about the different facial features that these people have. So they're saying, for example, that the gay men they studied had larger foreheads and narrower jaws, and the lesbians had smaller foreheads and larger jaws
than
straight women. Let me find, because multiple people have studied this, by the way. This is an article on the Daily Mail. I'm not making this up,
so
you guys can all go read about it. Then, when AI technology came about, then they really started to dive into this, trying to figure out if what they call gay face, which I'd never heard of, that term, gay face, if that's a real thing. Listen to this.
Researchers fed an AI system 35,000 images from dating sites of both gay and straight faces, and the AI was able to accurately guess if a person was gay or straight based solely on their face shape, with 81% accuracy for men and 74% accuracy for women. This study also found that gay men's faces had larger foreheads and narrower jaws. Gay female faces had smaller foreheads and larger jaws compared to straight women. But why would gay people have different facial structures in the first place? The truth is, we don't know for sure. But scientists suggest that some biological factors, such as exposure to certain levels of sex hormones, could subtly influence the facial structure differently in men and women, and at the same time, their sexual orientation.
So am I hearing that correctly? That let's say that you start getting your 9-year-old on hormones, right? Because they say, I feel like a man, or whatever, vice versa. Does that mean, according to what I just heard, did I hear it correctly, or am I drawing the correct conclusion that your facial features, like the actual structure of your face, could be changed? Did you hear that? They're saying levels.
I did hear that. I mean, I don't know if that's something that could be impacted after the fact. Like, if you're adding hormones later in life as they're growing, would that change the shape of their head, or is that predetermined?
I don't know. This whole thing is just interesting, especially because, and I'm obviously trying to be, I'm not hating on gay people. It's interesting to me because now you have 1 in 5 people who are identifying as the LGBTQIA+ community. And that doesn't just mean that you're gay. Of course, that includes people who say they're trans or whatever the case may be. I understand that. But I do think it's interesting because this is something that is happening in our schools where a lot of these kids are identifying as this now. And I don't know. I just, to me, this is very interesting. The people, two of the people among many studies who looked into this was guy Mitch Moffitt and Greg Brown. And this article talks about how both of these people happen to be gay, but they were curious to see if you actually could tell just by looking at someone's facial features. And they're not talking about, in fact, the video you just played, there's guys who were saying, oh, you know, we tend to get Botox and tweeze our eyebrows and groom our beards or whatever the case may be, that you might look at someone and say, oh, I can tell. They're not talking about this. They're actually talking about the structure of your face, like your forehead and your jaw and the symmetry of it and how big it is.
What if you're bi?
Oh.
Would that confuse the AI?
You think you'd have like half your face?
I don't know.
One side that would be larger forehead on one side of your face and the smaller forehead on the other?
I don't know.
It just wouldn't match up?
Hmm.
I don't know. I have to wonder what's leading to all of these kids coming out as gay or trans,
well,
or is it culture? I think it's cultural. I think there's a lot of hurt. I think that, well, there's a lot of factors.
Yes.
It's not, in my opinion, just one that you can point to.
Maybe they could create, they could come up with a test. This will be a great program for somebody to develop. And that way, if you suddenly wake up one day and you feel different, you could look into this camera and say, I feel gay. But the camera would tell you that you're not because of your facial structure.
Well, maybe.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like a feature, like a filter, that you have on Instagram or Snapchat that changes the structure of your face to match how you're feeling that day.
That's true. If you think that you were born in the wrong body, you could take a camera and take a picture of your genitals, and that would answer the question for you.
And then you would go to jail after that,
just
right? Because you sent the picture of your genitals to somebody.
Don't send it to anybody. I'm just saying, if you have any question about that, that would be one way to tell. Or you could go to a farm and try to milk a bull and see how that works out for you.
Yeah, let me know. Get back to us if anyone wants to try to do that. I'm just thinking of the line from Meet the Fockers.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's a great one. I have nipples. Could you milk me? It's one of the best lines of that entire movie.
That was a great movie, even though I hate Barbra Streisand.
Well, and you know Ben Stiller's come out in favor of Kamala Harris, too.
I know. I just wish they'd all keep their mouths shut.
And Robert De Niro.
And
isn't he the one who was out?
There were so many people in that movie I hate.
Wasn't he the actor who was out in New York and got into... He was really getting angry at some protesters when Donald Trump was in court? Wasn't he the actor?
Yeah.
So basically the entire cast of Meet the Parents and Meet the Fockers has come out and they're in love with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden.
De Niro played a boxer in a movie one time 50 years ago and seems to think he's a badass. So he acts like Mr. Tough Guy, but he's like 5'2". So,
well, first platform shoes. What if he somehow had a tie to Diddy? Gosh, all these people, I'm just so... Hollywood is just... dirty is the
screwed
word.
Up.
Yeah, that's a fair probably way to describe it too. But man, a lot is about to be unearthed with this Diddy revelation.
And not just that. Did you see the story about Doug Emhoff today? There's a new story in the Daily Mail about from his former law firm, a story regarding his misogyny and rude behavior around women. Now, this is the man that CBS just promoted as the wife guy. Who supports women and
well,
everything.
He's redefined masculinity, Mark.
But he's also redefined himself, according to these allegations from his former law firm.
Maybe we should put his face with this AI technology that was able to detect if a man was gay with 81% accuracy.
Wow.
And they also detected if a woman was gay with 74% accuracy.
Wow. Yeah, I tell you one thing. If they ever did come up with that app or that software, there'd be a lot of people avoiding it. Because they wouldn't want the answer to that question.
Well, that's true. But also, people on these dating sites would probably be running anyone they're talking with.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if they start having conversations with them that are getting a little bit deeper, they might be like, let me just run this through the software really quickly.
Who do you think would be most likely to do that, men or women?
Women.
Thank you.
Oh, 100%. It's funny that we both agree on that, and we're so quick to say the women would be the ones to do that.
Yeah.
I just am so glad I don't have to date anymore. That is not fun to date, especially with everything going on right now, and it's so political. And
it would be miserable. I would hate being back in that situation.
I feel for you. I feel for you if you were in that season right now. It's not like I've only been married about 2.5 years, so like I'm still, you know, newly married.
You're a newbie.
Yeah, I'm a newbie to it, but still.
Just based on a few people that I'm acquaintances with on Facebook who overshare, who are single and back in the dating scene at our age, my age, it appears to be miserable. And I just can't.
Are they on dating sites?
Oh, they've tried dating sites, yeah. And that's generally what they're complaining about.
Yeah. That was how I met my husband, because it was during COVID and my ego, I'll admit, was there and I didn't want to do it. And especially being from St. Louis, I'm going to see people that I know, which I did. But I'm like, you know what? I want to be married. I want to have a family. I'm going to swallow my pride here and I'm going to do it. And then I met my husband.
But my point there was not that dating sites are bad in general, maybe for people who are in their 20s. But that by the time you get to dating sites for people that are older, there are people with a lot of history on there. I'm guessing that's the impression I get from the comments I read from my friends who've dipped their toe in that water.
I agree with that. I will say, though, even for younger people, it's not great. It's worth it if you're serious about wanting to get married and start a family, but it's not great. But it'd probably be harder if you're at that age.
I'm telling you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.